There's a wonderful cartoon that I once saw where this mother is talking to what seems to be her son and a friend who were bringing a van filled with office equipment and office furniture and cleaning out the garage and moving stuff in. And she says to the son, she says, "What are you doing? Why are you moving into the garage? You've got an office." And he responds, "Well, I've just realized all great businesses start in a garage." So that is such a wonderful opening thought for this podcast, because it's really about the fact that there is something romantic and something special in starting humbly and starting in the inverted commas in the garage. Now, the truth be told, not all successful businesses have to start in a garage. So if
did Race Corp start in a garage?
No, Race Corp didn't start in a garage. Race Corp started actually with the first two businesses that I got involved in. I didn't have an office, didn't have a desk, didn't have a chair. So I used to literally sit on a cushion in the office of the entrepreneur I was supporting up against the wall. That's really how it started. And my first desk was a door which I painted green for some obscure reason, and two trestles. And I actually kept that door and trestles for years and years as a reminder of, you know, the beginning, about the inverted commas, the struggle, the resource struggle at the beginning of the journey. There's a wonderful article I read many years ago, and I probably remember this because you tend to remember things that affirm your reality. And it was this article written by an Indian professor around why businesses that start off without resources have a higher chance of succeeding. And the hypothesis which he proved in his work was that it had to do with values. It had to do with the values of the entrepreneur. It had to do with the values of the first employees in that business. Because when there isn't money and you've got a photostat machine and there is a piece of paper on the floor, and you'll pick it up and put it back into the machine because you know what it costs. But when you've given $100 million as startup capital, you'll walk past that piece of paper. And as the business grows and evolves, that value set then permeates right through the business. So when you start off as a resource scarce business, you tend to appreciate the resources that you have much more. You tend to be far more resourceful. You tend to be far more frugal. And that kind of ethos and thinking and those values then start to permeate right through the business. And in many ways, it forces you to become far more creative as an organization. But that's really not what this podcast is about.
And that's the voice of Alon Reyes, CEO of Reyes Corp, who has been assisting entrepreneurs for more than 20 years. And it's really thousands of entrepreneurs up to this point that have gone through the Reyes Corp process. So Alon really does have a unique perspective on the mentality of entrepreneurs, particularly when it comes to self-motivation. This is our 9th episode, and we're talking The Struggle Gives Me Credibility.
Yeah, so let's move to the nuance of what that's about. For those of you who know my story, you know the fact that I was groomed from a young boy to take over the family umbrella business. I was working in the factory every holiday. I was there on weekends when they were working overtime. I literally slept in the shelves as a young boy when they had two shifts and my parents couldn't come home to babysit. So that was my upbringing. And as part of that journey, my parents didn't want me to just arrive at the top of the business, you know, as one of the senior people after I finished my degrees, etc.
The silver spoon thing.
Correct. They wanted me to literally know every facet of the business. And so I started my journey literally sweeping the factory floor. I was the cleaner in the factory, and then I would be the person who would carry things from one place to the next. And then I was the person who picked up all the things that fell on the floor and put them back in boxes. And
did you resent any of it?
No, I actually used to enjoy it, quite honestly.
I guess as a young boy, maybe you're part of a bigger world.
You know, yeah.
The big people's, the parents, what they're creating.
Yeah. And what I felt in that time when I was sweeping the floor and doing all these menial tasks, I was doing sales when I was at Varsity for the business. Right through, I felt a authentic respect from the employees that they had watched me grow up in the business, that had watched me do everything that they had done and learn from them and understand the intricacies of that business. And that sense of respect from the people around me gives you a level of confidence in your journey. And as I progressed in the business from sweeping the floor to more sophisticated tasks, I felt a level of confidence in that role. I felt I deserved to be there. I understood it. And it was just my next step. So I want to translate this back to entrepreneurship. Because when I started Race Corporate, I too started at the beginning in the garage. It wasn't a garage, as I've explained, but it was metaphorically the garage. I started without funding and built a business around that. So everything that has been built, there's the sense of I understand why it's there. I understand the sacrifices that took place in order to buy that table, buy that chair, buy that data projector, buy that screen, buy that whatever. I understand every sacrifice that was taken in order to make the decision to employ the next person or to even fire the next person. These were decisions that were made out of a constrained resource environment. And so you had to be very prudent in how you managed all those resources. When you come from that environment and you've survived and thrived in that environment, there's a level of confidence that it imbues in you. It creates a sense of, I'll survive no matter where you put me because I survived this, I've been through that. There's no question whether or not you can make it through a similar situation again. The only question you have is when you are faced with a new challenge that you haven't experienced before, whether you can get through that. And as you move through each one of these challenges, you get more and more confidence in your ability to survive similar challenges into the future. And so this podcast is called The Struggle Gives Me Credibility. So there's two parts to this. It's your own internal credibility. It's your deservedness.
So your credibility with yourself.
Correct. So if I go back to the factory, the umbrella factory example, many kids who are inserted into family businesses who go off to get degrees in international universities and come back and are then implanted into the family business do not have the street cred in that business. You know, they know how to work out an IRR calculation. They know how to do a discounted cash flow, but they haven't swept the floor and they haven't cut the cloth and they haven't sorted out these type of things from those type of things. So when they're in there, they're always trying to prove as to why they are there. And it either will come across in many instances as arrogance or it'll come across as inauthentic humility. What that struggle does for you is it gives you a sense of confidence and deservedness to be here because I have gone through this myself and I deserve to be here. And there's a foundation that sits inside you around your business about the fact that you've survived up until now, you'll survive into the future. And as the business grows, you understand every single layer it took in order to get here. The second confidence comes from your storytelling to the rest of the world. When you are the person that has built a business from scratch, there is a different external view of that kind of person. If you think about your Richard Bransons, who built the Virgin Group from scratch, if you think of, in South African terms, about Adrian Gore, who built the Discovery International Group from ground up, there's a level of credibility that they have that they've journeyed through each stage of that business, which is quite rare.
But we're still talking about a resource-constrained business, right? So yeah. We're not talking about someone that's built a business from scratch with a $100 million runway.
Exactly. That's the struggle piece, because if there was a $100 million injection into the business, it wouldn't be the same kind of struggle than having to cash flow your business with profitability and sales, and that if you don't hustle and if you don't go and sell, you don't make month end and you can't pay the rent and you can't pay the staff and you can't pay yourself. That level of hustle that is required in order to survive the struggle is part of the confidence that I will survive. It's also, coming back to the external, it's part of the credibility that you get from the market, that you weren't parachuted into this role. You built this business. You are, in Verticom, as self-made.
And there's no denying that the market talks. You know, the people talk to each other. Oh, daddy's boy or daddy's girl.
Yeah.
They're coming here for a meeting. So the whole perception changes quite dramatically.
Yeah, growing up, the term was IDB. What are you doing after school? IDB, in dad's business. Yeah. IDBs battle. And they battle, and even credible IDBs, I was going to be one of those, even credible IDBs battle with the concept that they didn't build it themselves. And I've got two boys, and you know, to me, the question is, would I like them to come into the business or not? Part of me would love it, and part of me needs to make sure that they too have a level of struggle if they do come into the business, that they don't just parachute in at the top of their degrees and go, my surname is Reyes, and therefore I'm the new whatever exec in this business. They've had to work themselves up the same way that I was forced to do as a kid growing up in an umbrella factory. That struggle is your credibility. And so what I say to entrepreneurs, and I want to get to the point of this podcast, is that many people who are listening to this podcast are in the struggle. And the point I would like to make to you is that you should embrace this part. Embrace the struggle as part of your credibility. It's the storytelling of the future. It's the storytelling to yourself of deservedness. It's the storytelling to your children. There is a deep sense of confidence that comes with overcoming struggle. Deep sense of confidence. Struggles generally don't happen over a weekend. You know, they happen over years. They happen in a very visceral way, a physical way, where you don't have certain things that you might need, not want, need. You disappoint others as a result. I can't pay rent, I can't pay salaries. These are struggles. And they don't just happen once off. You can't say that there was that 1 month end that I never paid my staff and now I went through a struggle. Struggle is...
yeah, 6 months worth of scraping to find money to pay them or something.
It's got a sense of continuity. It's a long thing. It's not just a blip on the radar. So for me, that also talks to the perseverance of that individual. So to me, when you test out struggle stories, your struggle stories need to have a level of perseverance through them. I'm going to say something quite contradictory. The target isn't to have the struggle. That's not what you're trying to do. You're not trying to struggle. If you don't have to struggle, don't struggle. If you don't have to suffer, don't suffer. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to put your family through that if you don't have to. But if you are in that struggle, then embrace it as the gift
of the struggle.
Of the struggle for your confidence, for your future.
For your credibility.
For your credibility.
Your street cred, as you said earlier.
Your street cred. That's really the bottom line here, is that I really don't want to get across that, I never struggled. That's a bad thing. Most entrepreneurs, however, that I meet, maybe by the fact that I run a business that supports entrepreneurs, the statistics bear it out, most entrepreneurs struggle to make their businesses successful. That can take different forms. If you're in the struggle, embrace it.
We have two more episodes to come. If we don't get sidetracked by one or two principles, which means that we may increase that episode number, but we have two more episodes to come. Please go to racecorp.com, where you'll be able to sign up for notifications about these episodes, as well as following RaceCorp on your favorite social media platforms, where you'll be able to be notified of the release of these episodes there. I'm Gareth Armstrong, and Alon and I will see you in the next episode.